This is St. Louis Public Radio. When most people think of abstract art, they associate the genre with artists like Jackson Pollock. But many of the genre's African-American innovators haven't received the acclaim that their white counterparts have. As St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports, two St. Louis institutions are putting the spotlight on black artists.
Lamarl A. Gatewood has come quite a long way from his art class at University City High School. In four decades, his career has taken him to a lot of places, but he considers his inclusion in a collection at the St. Louis Art Museum as a crowning achievement.
It's an honor to be in the museum. I had been wanting to be in that museum for a long time because that's my hometown.
Gatewood has devoted much of his career to abstract art. His untitled piece at the Art Museum is in a collection with those of his heroes, among them the late Herbert Gentry and Norman Lewis. They painted for decades, but didn't receive acclaim in the U.S. until later in life. It's a frustrating reality for Gatewood, who doesn't want to have a similar fate.
I'm scared out of my wits. I don't want to be 75 and then all of a sudden I'm getting more recognition. I need to have that recognition now. I'm 65 years old.
Gatewood might not have to worry too much longer. In recent years, African-American abstract artists have received increased attention. A collection of abstract art by African-American artists is being displayed at the St. Louis Art Museum through March 22nd. It's a gift from art collectors Ronald Ollie, a St. Louis native, and his wife Monique. The couple has been collecting for three decades. Ronald Ollie says it's a shame that abstract artists like Lewis never received the acclaim that white artists have.
He never got the notoriety of the other group, and his value, it didn't go anywhere, whereas the Koonings and the Pollocks and the Franz Kleins, they soared. Their prices soared. Their exhibition history soared. Their notoriety soared.
Ollie attributes much of the growing interest in black abstract artists to the growth of African-American art institutions. And he says African-American galleries play a significant role in raising the profiles of artists. It's a role St. Louis-based 10th Street Gallery is committed to. The gallery was founded in 2011 by Patricia and Solomon Thurman. Its current exhibit, Abstract Connections Near and Far, runs until November 2nd. It focuses on black artists with St. Louis ties. Solomon Thurman says he hopes the exhibit inspires young artists and that more people are exposed to their work.
I think there needs to be more black artists being used in the general public and not necessarily in a gallery setting. You know, it should be used as part of the educational system.
The emphasis on education is important to Thurman and the Ollies. The collection at the St. Louis Art Museum is dedicated to Ronald Ollie's parents, who would take him to the museum as a child. Monique Ollie says she hopes the exhibit will honor the legacy of Ronald Ollie's parents by encouraging students to become artists.
This also is about education. We saw when it was open to the public, you know, fifth grade students, you know, just marveling over these works of art. So it's just been remarkable.
Back at the St. Louis Art Museum, curator Gretchen L. Wagner is helping lead a tour of the Ollie collection. She explains many of the techniques and methods African-American abstract artists used.
And you see here, he adopted acrylic paint as his favorite medium.
That analysis is something the Ollies want to hear all the time. The deep dive in African-American art history is something that is captivating art curators across the country, including Valerie Cassell Oliver, a curator from the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts. She hopes this growing interest isn't just a passing fad, but something more permanent.
It's one thing to invest in showing an artist. It's another thing to permanently bring that artwork into an institution and allow it to help expand or shape what that institutional narrative is.
That could mean artists like Gatewood get their due while they're alive. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.